It's the first year grades are based on the new Florida Standards Assessment. But while grades usually take into account student proficiency and growth, this year growth can't be measured because of the new test. It's not an apples-to-apples comparison with the prior year. Superintendent Nikolai Vidi says he's excited about the district's gains, with about half of schools either improving or maintaining A grades.
And now we can clearly say this is a baseline and we're going to improve from here. And I have complete confidence that we will continue to see improvement going into next year and in future years.
But Duval still has 21 Fs. When a school makes three Ds or two Fs in a row, the state requires it to make a drastic change. About 20 schools are in some stage of that turnaround process.
When you look at the principal changes that have been made, the additional support that the district has provided through reading interventionists, for example, to work with students in smaller groups, or additional dollars for after-school tutoring, we are completely on top of this. So there's nothing as far as the school grades that are concerned that shocks us.
And many of those schools are being recommended for boundary and program changes. Lindsay Kilbride, WJCT News.